The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This time of year, it's easy to pull out the remaining veggies, cut back your perennial flowers, clean out containers, clap your hands and say, "That's it, I'm done." But wait, there are some other fall chores to do that will make life a lot easier come spring. When cleaning up the veggie and annual flower garden, I use an old technique that's back in fashion. On those plants that were not pest-infested, instead of pulling out the whole broccoli, pepper, eggplant, zinnia, or other large plants, I just cut them down to the ground instead. Leaving the roots to slowly decay in the soil creates water and air channels for next year's plants. Now is also a good time to chop down annual weeds such as galansoga and pigweed so they don't drop more seed in the soil. Also, pull out perennial weeds such as dandelions, plantain, and quackgrass so they don't get a head start on you next spring. Of course, you can be eating some of these weeds as you go. Finally, if you're planting a new garden with perennial flowers, shrubs, or trees, consider not using landscape fabric. Recent research has shown that air and water don't penetrate the fabric well, stressing the plants. The fabrics last longer when the sun is blocked from them, but laying organic or inorganic mulches on top provides a perfect place for weeds to germinate and weave their roots into the fabric. Also, perennial weeds such as horsetail will eventually find their way through the fabric, either in the holes you cut to plant or just by traveling around the fabric. It's best to use a thick layer of wood chips or bark mulch instead to control weeds. And now for this week's tip. If you and your kids are carving pumpkins for Halloween, to get the pumpkins to last longer, rub Vaseline on the carving cuts to reduce the water loss. The pumpkin faces will stay plump and ghoulish. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about what to do with those fallen leaves. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.